Peter, to what extent is Hooper's War your own therapy for moral injury?
100%. From start to finish. When I got home from Iraq, I didn't know what was wrong with me. I was not a combatant. I didn't carry a weapon. I didn't shoot anybody. But I came home with this overwhelming sense of all the good that I failed to do in my time there, and my inability to have stopped a lot of bad things from happening there. And I found myself a lot more interested in vodka than I did in my family. I went to the family doctor, and the family doctor said, "Oh, it sounds like that Vietnam helicopter thing, you know, where we know from the movies, right? You hear the loud helicopter noise and you dive under the table or something like that." And I found myself on a journey to try to understand what was happening to me. And the more I talked to people who had been exposed to war of all ages, of civilians and soldiers, the more I realized we were all saying the very same things. Something broke inside me. Souls are just not that big of a place that we can absorb all of this and expect nothing to come of it. And that what I was trying to do, which was to put things off a little bit with, in my case, alcohol, opioids are a very popular choice. Suicide is sort of the natural extension for many people, and we witness now 20 veteran suicides a day in the United States. All of this has to come together at some point. There has to be a datum point that ties this together. Then I started finding out that of the 20 suicides a day among veterans, over half of those are by people who are over 50 years old, meaning that what's driving them to suicide is not Iraq or Afghanistan for the most part. It's events that happened decades ago in some cases. Sure. Every suicide is different. Every suicide is unique. But at some point, the totality of information and evidence suggests there's a bigger picture that deserves a bigger picture answer. And the answer became, to me, understanding this concept of moral injury and starting to look back on how does one come home